This is the Goodwill reception, November 30th, in San Diego, California. Eileen Ososki, hostess. The verbal commentary will continue after a while. We are, however, starting the digital audio recording at the beginning of the reception, and so you will hear general crowd noise for a while. Sandy Arlinghouse speaking to you. Enjoy.
Thank you.
The audio recorder is running and I announced the date input, so you have a record, okay?
Yeah.
All I have to do is just leave it alone and
so this is 22.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what
that is. Wait, what happened to this?
Did you test the microphone? You got your box there.
Okay. Well, that's a good problem, right? You have lots of people photographing. Yeah, good. I just want
to get my topical. Okay. What should I do? Test the mic? Yeah,
test the mic. Sounds like it. Okay. Testing.
It's not working. It's not on. You may have to turn it on. Okay. Speak into it. Try it.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Okay. I'm going to put this back here, okay? Here. Out of your way, okay?
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
By the amount of people that have taken the time to come and share this hour or so with us. It's absolutely mind-boggling to know that with all the things that go on during the tournament, that you have made time in your busy schedule to come and share and help me celebrate people who have really done outstanding things and who are a credit to our game and who make everybody who plays just a little bit richer by being around them. So, unfortunately, as is the case so many times, before we start the meeting, once again, I sadly ask you to join me in a moment of silence as we remember four outstanding tournament directors who passed away recently. Jim Cox, George Winter, Tan Cameron, and Jay Maggett. They were instrumental in the smooth operation in the tournaments they directed and made the tournament experience a pleasure for all, but especially for the new players. Please join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. My assistant chair, Bonnie Bagley, who you saw at the registration desk here, and I welcome you to the 82nd Fall North American Bridge Championship Goodwill Meeting and Reception. We have much to celebrate, starting with and turning to celebrate the teams that made the winning plays. You may recognize them as the smiling faces on the cover of the November Bulletin. We are honored to have with us some of the winners of the Bermuda Bowl and the Venice Cup. The Bermuda Bowl winners were Nick Nichols, Jeff Mextrop, Eric Rodwell, Bob Hammond, Zia Malmud, Ralph Katz, Donna Compton was their non-playing captain, and Eric Kokos was their coach. Would you all just wave, whoever's here, so that they can know? The Venice Silver Met winners were Lynn Dees, Lynn Baker, Karen McCollum, Beth Palmer, Irina Levitina, and Kerry Sanborn, and Sam Dinkin was their non-playing captain. Would you guys wave too, please? I am so delighted that I have had the good fortune to know these people for a lot of years. And even though I keep watching them, I just never get any better. So what can you do? Anyway, I thank them for coming, and I know that they have other responsibilities. Now, the next thing is if you had the opportunity to read yesterday's lead story in the Daily Bulletin, you may have been amazed, as I was, at all that is done by our staff before we even set foot in the hotel. How can I not acknowledge the staff and thank them and the setup crew for what we take for granted? We appreciate your expertise. We applaud the district director for choosing such a strong chair and co-chair for this event. I guess his mother must have told him, if you want to be sure it's what you want, do it yourself. Ken Ronzino, who is the district director here, is the tournament chair, and his right hand, Bonnie Bagley, is the co-chair. And they have asked me to express their gratitude for the outstanding chairman and volunteers. And on behalf of the Goodwill Committee, I salute the volunteers of this tournament. They are the most welcoming, warm, and hardworking group I have ever met. They have left no stone unturned. And it all started at the top, the district director, the president of the district, and the district board. Now, let's give them a hand because they deserve it. Now, every member of this group is special to us. And as we meet in different districts through the years, we like to honor the local district Goodwill members. So if you are from District 22, this reception is in your honor. Please stand so we can let you know how happy we are to be here with you. If you're from 22, please stand. Have I got the right number? Okay. We would like to welcome those Goodwill members who are attending their first Goodwill meeting. Please stand and introduce yourself and tell us where you're from, because we know that this is the time of the year that new members are put on this committee. And it's good if I know you so that the next time I can properly greet you. So I know there are a few here that are new, and would you please stand and say who you are? Who's shy? Don't be shy. Okay. Okay, thank you. Good. Who? Great. Oh, yeah, how about that guy? that it? So now I hope that you'll enjoy the meeting and come again and again. Okay, Jerry Fleming, our president, and his lovely wife, Marion, are finishing a most successful year. Your leadership has meant a great deal to us, so please come up and share with us a bird's eye view of your experiences as the ACBL president. Jerry Fleming?
Thank you, Eileen. I've been told to keep this relatively short, so I will try to do so. When I started this venture as ACBL president just under a year ago, I was about 54 years old. I'm 65 now. When I started this year, I had flowing blonde hair, no gray whatsoever. That's all gone now. Got a few bags under my eyes, I don't know where they came from. Perhaps it's from crying over the motions that I introduced that never passed. There were a number of those. But in between, it's been a wonderful venture and a wonderful trip. I'll take a couple of minutes and just give you an idea of what the ACBL president does during his or her year. We have for the last 3 or 4 years what's become a traditional gavel passing in Palm Springs, California at the regional there the second or third week of December. And I received the gavel with condolences from Dan Morse, the outgoing president. I accepted it with enthusiasm, and we'll probably pass it on in a couple of weeks in the same way. Palm Springs is a great tournament. We have snow at home. They have ducks wandering around out there, so it's a little bit different. During the year, I started off by going to District 21 to Monterey in January. Wonderful tournament. And then the second tournament that I attended was Albuquerque toward the end of January. That's in my district, and so I've been there a few times and know where it is, even though they moved it to a different hotel a couple of years ago. The third trip of the year was given an absolutely unbelievable tournament in Bermuda. Bermuda is part of the ACBL. It's way off the coast. But surprisingly, it doesn't take that long to get there from New York City. And they have just an incredible tournament with lots of English hospitality and a closing ceremony that's to die for. One of the reasons it's to die for is you've never seen so many bridge players dressed up so well all in one place in all your life. Following Bermuda, I went to Memphis because traditionally in February, early February, the new ACBL board members are given a tour of the office and a run through of all of the departments that are in the ACBL headquarters, what they do and who's there, and they get a chance to meet all the people. We were the first group that got to do that, and believe me, it's really, really worthwhile and gives you a perspective that helps later on when you're on the board and have to deal with matters that affect the headquarters. From there, I went to Indianapolis. It was cold there. It was in February. Not every place has summertime all year round. After Indianapolis, I rested up a little bit until our first meeting at the Houston NABC in March. Thanks to Dan Morse, we had wonderful hospitality, a wonderful way of getting things, a suite that worked, and an absolutely marvelous tournament. Well, that wasn't just due to Dan Morse, it was due to the volunteers that made it all happen. After Houston, I went home for a couple days and then took off for Toronto. Toronto Regional traditionally have been downtown in the Royal York Hotel, but this year, because of cost, they moved it out closer to the airport. It was a successful tournament. There were a lot of terrific players there and a lot of wonderful volunteers. Nice tournament. Then, on to one of the smaller tournaments in ECBL, ran down Tennessee. That one, though, you might have heard of it, you might not have. I walked into that room, and it was just absolutely unbelievable to see that size of the room and all the bridge players. And I said, that's only part of it. We got another room over here, and we got upstairs. And if you haven't experienced that, it's something else. From there, I went to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, to District 13. Beautiful setting for a regional tournament. It was in an old, what used to be a pro-day club. But a very nice tournament as well. After Lake Geneva, I finally came home and went to a sectional in my own area in Santa Fe. Spent 3 days playing there, and then immediately left for District 6 in Richmond, Virginia. Another excellent Mid-Atlantic tournament. From there, then I went to our second regional, where we in District 17 have 3 meetings a year at our regionals. The second one this year was in Denver. After that, I went to District 10, visited the tournament in Richmond, in Vicksburg. Again, a very nice tournament, very, very small tournament, but we enjoyed ourselves immensely there. From there, again, a very short stay at home. Believe me, I didn't plant a garden, hardly managed to water the grass or anything all summer long. But from there, we went to Penticton up in British Columbia. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful part of North America, if you've never been there. After Penticton, I went to a tournament in Helena, Montana. That's the district that I started playing in. That's where I grew up, and that's where I lived. And they had a kind of a welcome home ceremony for me, which was just an absolute delight. It was a lot of fun. And from there, to the Washington NABC. Super, super tournament. Weather wasn't even too bad. Not too bad. And as usual, the host there put on a terrific show. We got moved and everything because we were preempted, but we made the best that we could with what we had. After that, I was home for 1.5 days and then went to Omaha to the regional and council bluffs. A couple of people that hardly anybody in the United States know, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, made an appearance there. And they were warmly treated, to say the least. From Council Bluffs, I went directly down to Memphis to do something that I had heard of but I'd never known very much about, an ABA National Tournament, American Bridge Association. That was an eye-opening experience and just an absolute treat, mainly because the people there treated me so well and because Harriet Buckman, who has been the ACBL ABA coordinator for a number of years, has generated a really warm feeling between our two organizations, and she paved the way to making this an awful lot of fun. Super place to go. If you've never gone to an ABA tournament, give it a try. I highly recommend it. I was going to go to Montreal as my next stop, but decided to attend the WBF championships and the meetings of the WBF in Sao Paulo at the end of August and the first part of September. And even though Montreal was still a week and a half or 2 weeks before the WBF, Brazil requires a visa, and if you don't live very close to where you can get to a Brazilian embassy, they want over 3 weeks to process a visa for you, and they require your passport. And nowadays, since you can't get into Canada without a passport, regrettably, I had to pass on Montreal this year. The WBF meetings were also an eye-opener to me. I had never been to any of them before. They have lots of representatives. The meetings are fairly intense the first few days. but then they have committee meetings afterwards, and the whole situation goes on almost all of the 17 days of the WBF championship. From there, I came home for a couple of weeks and then went to the region in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Another place that probably not all the presidents of ACDL have ever gone to, but it was a lot of fun, like every tournament that I've been to. And from there, I spent the first 4 days of the week there and then came back home and spent some time at my sectional in my hometown of Los Alamos. And then the next week, headed off to Naples, Florida. Naples was the second of 7 weeks in a row for eight different tournaments. From Naples to our third tournament that we have a meeting in Rudolfo, New Mexico, and then to Danbury, Connecticut. In District 3 ran it, but it's in the geographical confines of District 25. And then to the District 5 tournament in Buffalo, and then the District 4 tournament in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Again, a short trip home for a couple of days, and then we went down to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, to the regional down there. Well, there have been a lot of things said about, you know, should you go to Mexico, the health scare, the economy, the crime, and all that stuff. But I have to tell you that Puerto Vallarta was absolutely delightful. We had a great time in the city. The people that ran that tournament were just awesome. It was just a whole lot of fun. From Puerto Vallarta, I'm here. And now my hair is as gray as it is now. Two more trips left in my term. One back to Palm Springs to do the ceremonial passing of the gavel to next year's ACDL president, Rich DiMartino from District 25. And then my last tournament of the year will be in Overland Park, Kansas at District 15's tournament. In between all of this, you've got to organize the committees for the board, set the agenda for the meeting, or help set the agenda for the meeting, run the meetings, hopefully get a few of your motions passed, if you have time to think of some motions to put in or how to be considered anyway. And then, make sure that this experience is as enjoyable as can be for my wife Marion, who put up with me all of this time, as it has been for me. And that kind of in a nutshell is the year of an ACDL president. Thank you all for bearing with me. I enjoyed sharing it with you. And it's good to see you all here today.
Thank you, Jerry. I never dreamt it was as busy as that. I wouldn't have put it to you to do that. I mean, really. And I hope that Dick DiMartino has as enjoyable year as you did. I know he'll be a dynamic president as well. So, on to the next. 1 second, I'm a little bit. I missed the page. Hold on. Don't go away. Three members of our board of directors are leaving this year. Collectively, they have served for 42 years. We extend our appreciation to Harriet Buckman, Dick Anderson, and Bruce Reeve. We wish them well, and at the same time, we welcome three incoming directors, Susie Subek, Claire Jones, and Bob Heller. If the six of you are here, would you stand up so we can applaud the ones going out and applaud the ones coming in. Now, they have big shoes to fill, and we are sure that they are up to the task. Also, standing by the door over there is a man who is there for everyone at all times. I think he has the answer to everything. And I tried giving him different questions all the time, and he always has the answer. So that's him. That's him. Jay Baum, we welcome you, and we thank you. Okay, now while we're congratulating, how can we not congratulate? We would like to extend our congratulations to Chris Mould and Tammy Pepper, the bride and groom of the Fall NABC. And we also welcome to this first meeting. Now, I want you to know how special it is for you to come. You're on your honeymoon. To spend part of your honeymoon with us, that's pretty special. Thank you for being here, and we wish you many years of happiness. Now, continuing with congratulations, I'm good on that. How can we not mention the Peter Rank, David Clark production of My Fair Little Old Lady, a bridge musical not to be missed? You still have a chance to catch this fine show tonight and tomorrow night after the evening session. And believe it or not, Peter Rank will send you the script, the costumes, a DVD of the show, free of charge, if you want to produce My Fair Little Old Lady for your unit, district, or NABC. And you can, he would have been here to tell you himself, but he's having a rehearsal right now. So you can get him on his website or at prank@rankfloor.net. So I just thought that was, life is full of unexpected pleasures and experiences, and that would be one to do that. Now, it has been a pleasure at every national to recognize a person who least expects it. So this time is no exception. This is my fun games. So my partner in crime today is Terry Atkinson. Terry, would you come up and do my little thing for me?
Thank you, Eileen. How do you like this for 22's program? We are very happy that you're here. It is my privilege to be able to honor one of our workers on District 2 Board who really makes things happen when you least expect it, because he sees a job that needs to be done and he goes and does it without any effort on anybody else's part. He has almost single-handedly brought our organization for our tournament to the place it should be. He has sought, let me use the right word here, to find the best materials and supplies, tables, everything that goes into putting a tournament together. He went out and did all of the work behind all of that so that ultimately he came to our board and said, here's my plan. And we didn't have to do a thing except say, okay, that's it. My favorite story is when I decided that, well, I didn't decide. I was musing about the way the elections are handled, and maybe some of you have a little brief for that too. National elections didn't make sense to me. When you are electing someone in your own district or national office, the whole process didn't make sense to me. And I mentioned that to our district director, Tim, who agreed that maybe we need to look at that. I happened to mention it to Rex because he was in charge of our elections in District 22. And he said, And the next thing we see is a well-written, documented letter to Jim Miller saying, why is it thus when A, B, C, D? I could never have come up with all of that. If, in fact, next year we see a change in the process that is used for electing first alternates, for electing district directors and whatnot, I think we can probably thank Rex Latus. Rex, come on up. Rex serves as our vice president for District 2 Board, 22 Board. He already was our secretary, and when we needed a vice president, he said, oh, well, I can do that too. And so Rex became our secretary/vice president, District 22, And if you want to get things done, you need a person like Rich on your district or unit board.
Thanks, Kim. Okay, thank you, Terry. Don't go away.
Don't go away. I was told I'm not speaking close enough to the mic, so I hope you can hear me now. Okay. The American Contract Bridge League National Liberal Committee gratefully applauds Rex Lattice for his spirited service to the game of bridge and its community. Though Rex is a new member of the National Goodwill Committee, he is already a shining star. With leaders like Rex, Bridge Goodwill will surely have a bright and lasting future. Thank you so much for all your work.
Thank you.
Okay, now. One more moment.
Can we sit down?
It's not very often that I ask someone who I hardly know to do something for me, and I'm never sure just how it's going to work out. But I was told that when you deal with Cherry Atkinson, you deal with the winner. So though I told her we only had one person that we wanted to honor, it was a draw. There were two, and we could not choose one over the other. So Terry, you are on this. But I'm the person, the partner in crime to do this. I have read so many wonderful things about you that I dare not say any because I'll leave out the most important thing. So instead, I just want to read you the certificate that I had made, and I hope that it shows you just how much we appreciate all that you have done through the years. Okay? So, there you are. Just one second. The American Contract Bridge League National Goodwill Committee gratefully applauds Cherry Atkinson for her exemplary and steadfast service to the game of bridge and its community. Cherry has been the driving force behind bridge education programs, and her tireless leadership epitomizes the best in volunteerism in the bridge world. Signed by Jay and myself, with affection. Thank you very much for all you do, and for helping me, you didn't need the money. Thank you. I'm not here. And now I want to get somebody else. You know, you think that you, everybody that you know very well, you just believe that they're all on the Goodwill Committee. But it doesn't really happen. So there's one young woman, the Ask Me Girl, better not walk out of the room at this moment. I mean, I may be old, but my eyesight is still good. I just wanted to know, Mr. Wendy Sullivan, that you are a most, most precious gift to the world of bridge. The Goodwill Committee would not be the same without having you as a member. So if you will come forward, I would like to present you with a membership to the Goodwill Committee. How we could have not done it sooner is beyond me. Show it on the little slide. Wendy told me she was going to crash this meeting, and that's how I found out she wasn't a member, see, but that's how slow I am. But in the meantime, also slow that I can never open these tins. So I'm just going to present it to you like it's in a box. So how is that?
Thank you.
Just know you're a treasure. That's it.
Thank you.
You were Employee of the Year? Oh, my God. If I'd known that. Nobody tells me anything. Okay.
All right. What did I forget?
Thank you.
Now, I know that we have two members of the Goodwill Members of the Year here, Kay Tall from 2004 and Kay Afdahl from 2002. I don't know if they're still here. Kay Keel, well, I change your name all the time. Kay Afdahl, are you still here? Well, oh, there you are, back there. Well, I want to thank you for all your service. And now, we want to get to the main cause of the day. Also, I saw as they were coming in members of the Hall of Fame, and I don't know who had the could stay, but I want the members of the Hall of Fame who are here, if they would stand up, I would really appreciate it. I know I saw Ed Cantor. Is he still here, or did he go for a bite? Anyway, that he came at all was lovely. So that's, I just didn't want to neglect him. Now we're down to the main event. Traditionally, the Goodwill Member of the Year Award is announced and introduced in the spring meeting. But sometimes life's twists and turns prevent this from happening. The 2009 winner could not attend in the spring, but we were hoping by the summer tournament it would be a go. Not so. All the while, we kept the winner's name under wraps and were very proud of ourselves for that. We wanted it to be a surprise. We had great faith the winner would come to this tournament, and we were right. But as luck would have it, the cat was let out of the bag just the other day. So, you know, for one moment, we were like a little disappointed, but then it's just another story in life. You know, we plan and things happen. So we're not allowing that to diminish our presentation. And who better than Ken Monsingo, who you will have noticed has not been doing much lately, to talk about our honoree. Ken?
You're sure, Ivy.
Yeah, I know. I'm shrinking every day.
This is another Brian Drawton. I started playing bridge in the 50s. I started playing serious bridge in the 70s when I moved to Los Angeles and met a lady named Gay Harrington. Gay Harrington was a great player. He was a great player. She doesn't play much anymore. She introduced me to two couples, and we became a family. One couple was Paula Ashton and Jerry Miller. It's Paul the other night, I didn't see him. The other couple was Chris and Kay Larson. We became a family, not just at the bridge table, but in each other's homes. We stayed together, we ate together, we played, we played hands all night together. We were just so very close. And that bond has remained to this day. Chris Larson from Costa Mesa exemplifies everything I would like to be in a bridge player. He's dedicated, honest, devoted. He's the most ethical player you'll ever see. Yet at the same time, he has a great sense of humor, a twinkle in his eye. And if you're not careful, he will fish you out of two boards and you'll enjoy it. Almost. He plays on every level. One of the finest players in the country. Yet he can play with a ranked beginner and make everyone feel comfortable. Chris called me one day and he said, "Kenny, I think I'm going to start playing pro. How much should I charge? Here's a guy who plays better than me asking me what he should charge." And I wanted to say, "Chris, please get us up less than I did or something." Chris didn't need the money, I'm sure. I think Chris just wanted to play. He wanted to teach. After all the years of playing and doing so incredibly good, he decided he wanted to teach. And since that time, he's been a teacher, a consummate pro, a constant partner, and a friend to everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone. No person has ever met Chris who did not like him. It's impossible. It's a great thing. However, I told you a little sense of humor. He likes to tell a story about when Chris was no reason and just a little bit of an accident, not much of it. But he likes to tell a cute story about a Norwegian who was playing 3-note drum. There were like 3 or 4 tricks in the beginning. Then the Norwegian let a low card. And all his stoppers were knocked out. He let a card for his dummies, ace queen. And he stared at it and stared at it. And he said, this is good. He said, what? He said, this is good. What are you saying? He said, rest is good. Rest is good. I just don't know for who. Love that story. We call Chris a little Viking, but we call him Fred. When you get to know him more, I think you will understand what I tried to tell you. The best way you will be from his partner, Joe, who wrote in the book, and I'm going to read it for you. Chris was a member of our unit. A member of our unit was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. This member was relatively young, so he had not made any preparations. He didn't even have a will. Chris helped him get an attorney. Paid all his bills during the months before his death. Made certain that he was well fed. Made arrangements to move him into a care center, and also made the funeral arrangements. I'd like to add to that. Each person's life, they should have a grit, like Chris.
So these are the perks I have of presenting these awards to people who are so special that so many other people know better than I. So the ACBL Goodwill Member of the Year Award is presented to Chris Lawson, and we are so happy that you're here, for unselfish dedication to the causes of good conduct, worthy participation, and ethical behavior. And I'm so glad it's still 2009. Thank you for being here. You want to
say
sure?
Yeah. I guess I could apologize for keeping you waiting. I didn't know I kept anybody waiting, however. My friend Mark Lair spoke to my wife on the internet about 2 or 3 days ago, and she said, is Chris excited? And she asked me, excited about what? I didn't, because it was kept under wraps pretty well until a couple of days ago. And I'm not so sure how deserved this is, but I'm certainly very honored, and this plaque is going to occupy a central place in my home, which has been a big part, a wonderful part of my life. For a lot of years, Kenny is probably the father I never had, and we don't see each other as often as we used to, but it doesn't seem to matter when we get together, does it, Kenny? Yeah. And they just gave me a tremendous amount of my life. If I can give a little bit back by the way I conduct my business, that makes me feel good. And I'm deeply gratified for this. Thank you so much.
We're very proud you are who you are, let me tell you. Okay? Thank you. You're very famous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, you think we're finished? We have one more very special award to give out. And it's at this time that I would like to call back the President, Jerry Fleming, because it's the President who must give out this award.
It's to present the award to the honorary member of the year 2009. So, Jerry, are you still here? Okay. And the honorary member of the year 2009 is Jeff Paulson, right?
Right.
Okay.
Is he still here? Jeff? Okay. You can say this is also because it was given earlier in the year, except it didn't work.
This award was also supposed to be given out earlier in the year so that Jeff could enjoy it for the whole year. But Jeff is the honorary member for 2009, player, a volunteer, a counsel to ACBL, a counsel to WBF. Jeff has been there for a long time for all of us. Jeff, my congratulations. Thank you for all you've done.
Congratulations.
Very good.
Thank you, Jerry. I am truly honored to be the honorary member. When I first started playing bridge 51 years ago, sort of by happenstance, I kind of enjoyed it. And I would never have guessed at the time that bridge would have played such an important part of my life. It's been the foundation and basis of my social life. I met at least one of my wives playing bridge. And made many, many good friends. Many of them are here. One of the things that I never even thought about until recently is all the things that I've done in bridge outside of playing. And I never really thought twice about it in terms of committees and things that I've been on and did this and did that. And I probably held every position in the ACBL, including being on the board of directors. And I did it because I always believed that if you get something out of something, you really need to give something back. And so I'm a big believer in volunteerism and helping out people that need help to progress in the endeavor that you love. And one of those people that I think we really need to recognize is Eileen Osofsky, who's been doing this for so long and does a fantastic job. So I'd like to thank the ACBL for recognizing my endeavors over the years, and I'll continue doing it as long as I can. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jerry. I have one more order of business that I want to discuss with you. It's something different. It's about Patty Tucker and the youth program that she's doing. And also, there was something in the bulletin today about, I forget the name of the organization, I don't want to say the wrong thing, Foundation for the Preservation of the Advancement of Bridge. Patty has put her heart and soul into the youth at NABC. She is the hardest working young woman that I have come across. And Bob Hammond, who is the president of this new organization, was he able to stay? He was going to talk about it, but you know, everybody has something else they have to do. So Patty, would you come up and just say a few words about this new endeavor that you're setting off upon?
I'll make it really short, y'all. The Foundation for the Preservation and Advancement of Bridge is a standalone charitable organization, i.e. any donations, tax deductible, as part of their charter, youth efforts are kind of called out. That's the advancement part of Bridge. But there's also the preservation aspect of it, and that is the Hall of Fame, the library, the museum, Is Jay still here? No. Jay, I was looking to see if Jay was still there. The members of the museum, I've actually seen some plans, I think, of the museum and the new building. It is going to be absolutely fabulous. One of the members of my unit recently passed away, Vicki Freeman of District 7, and Brent Manley and Paul Winslower and Tracy Darbo got me some pictures for his wife, some of the old pictures of him back in the 50s, you know, 40s and 50s, and his 40s, maybe 50s and 60s. You know, they're black and white, and I'm looking at these pictures and trying to figure out who these people are and where they came from. You know, this is our heritage. It's our history. So I'm focused on youth, and that's where I'm going with my efforts. We have a whole rich cultural history that we need to keep for future generations because, quite frankly, you know, I looked at those pictures, there were a couple of faces I couldn't put a name to. We need to keep all of those faces in our hearts and our minds. And the foundation, that's one of their orders of business, is to keep our legacy and our future preeminent in everybody's minds. So we support y'all can get, spreading the word that the foundation exists as a standalone 501c3. Well, we're looking for donations of memorabilia, money, pictures. You know, if you've got things you can share with us, we would love to have them. So please support the foundation, and Eileen, thank you for a chance to let people know about it. The trustees are listed in the bulletin by Kamenis, the president, who you might perhaps have heard of. Steve Beatty is the vice president, Sherry Weinstock, Lynn Schaefer, Jay Bond, myself, Alan Falk. I hope I didn't forget anybody. That should be seven names. But look at today's bulletin in case I did. So there's a lot of people that care a lot about Bridge, just as you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I hope you all received today's goodwill gift, the calendar for 2010. I know, you know, we used to give 3 gifts a year, but it seemed that the calendar was really the gift that people really enjoyed and used. So that's the gift that we're giving every year. So I hope you all got it. And if not, just tell your caddy and see if they have any left. I want to thank all the district directors for selecting such caring, capable members of this committee, because 3 meetings a year is only the beginning. It's at the club level that the seeds of friendship are sown. And that's the reason that I encourage you to start a unit or a district goodwill committee. It will recognize more people who give so much to our game. Awarding the Goodwill Pin was started 50 years ago in 1959. It is our badge of honor and we wear it with pride. But we also know that the Goodwill Committee is still a work in progress. And I still ask myself what the Goodwill Committee can do better. Thank you all for sharing this time with us. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. Have a safe trip home. And I look forward to seeing you in Reno.
Okay. Chris?